and welcome to MFR Farming for Wednesday. I'm Richard Jones, and in the news, it's the launch of the joint NFU Scotland and Northern Constabulary FarmWatch North scheme. Starting yesterday, it now covers Caithness, Sutherland and Russia, and has had decent support from farmers, crofters and those who live out in the countryside. Now, we've spoken about FarmWatch before on MFR Farming, and this latest launch means it now covers most of our area, but it relies on plenty of farmers getting involved. Here's Inspector Ramsay Aitken from Northern Constabulary.
If something's happening, so any ongoing or potential criminal activity, the police will contact them via text message or email by way of an alert. So if there's suspicious persons going about looking for scrap metal, offering to do some work that maybe doesn't need done, they're usually the first port of call for these people. They'll then pass it to us, and we can pass it across the whole farming community, rather than the individual or individuals having the chance to go throughout our communities and causing problems. We'd like to head them off a lot sooner than that.
What things are they targeting particularly at the moment?
There's a nationwide problem with scrap metal. There's a lot of stuff down in England and Wales, Scotland, at the borders, even up with ourselves as far as Caithness. Scrap metal always seems to be a favourite target. Price of metal is very high at the moment, so it could be an easy target for opportunist thefts. And again, the price of fuel oil is very high at the moment. Again, it's an easy target, especially in remote and rural locations. And it can also be taken it to its next level. If we've got a missing person, for instance, and we're looking for a particular individual or a vehicle who may be missing, they may be vulnerable. A lot of occasions, these people, a farmer may have seen them, they may have been going to do something early hours in the morning, and they've seen a vehicle parked in a strange position or in a strange location. They might not necessarily put that together with something they've seen in the news, but if we can put it out specifically to them, can you have a look out for a blue Ford Focus, for instance? They might say, well, that was a blue Ford Focus and I saw it in that lay-by. Let us know, and the whole thing then starts to come together. If they want to join up to FarmWatch, if they contact Constable Angie Grant at Dornoch Police Station, she's our main point of contact, and she will pass out the paperwork or get in touch with them personally.
So there you go. If you want to get involved, there are FarmWatch schemes in most of our areas now, and PC Angie Grant at Dornoch Police Station is your latest contact. But you can also contact your local NFU office, and they'll point you in the right direction as well. As Inspector Ramsay Aitken went on to tell me, prevention is better than cure every time. I suppose that's common sense, really. But I'll leave you with that thought for today. Back tomorrow, 6:40 and 12:40 with more MFR Farming.